In the dark, I fed my dreams.
Welcome to episode 367 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living, sometimes prostitutes.
Permaculture PIMP, with soulful grace, in the PIMPcast, where we find our place.
Oh yeah, good to be here with y'all, especially on a Friday, because we never, ever, ever have broadcasted on a Friday. Well, there got to be exceptions to everything. Well, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam. Yeah, so that doesn't sound like William, y'all. We got a different one today. Let me go ahead and cover some of the high points real quick, and we're going to get into it, because not only are we going to give away something that you people are going to absolutely love, but in addition to that, we're also going to tell you about a couple of different things that are coming up in the one in the very near future, the other about a year from now. And you're going to want to know about it. And right now is like we're coming right out of the gates hot and heavy. But stick around to the end, because we are going to have a giveaway. And this item is worth its retail value altogether is about $2,000. So you folks are going to want to stick around for that. Before we do, Eric Sider, who always contributes to the program, he's got an earthworks course coming up. It's going to, for all the people out there that want to know what a swale looks like, well, he's going to show you how to do it. So go to permaculturefairoaks.org and you can get yourself squared away over there. Mountain Readiness is coming up this week. Don't worry, we're going to talk about that and what's going to be happening that week. But further down the road, Healing for the Ages, William and I are going to be there at the end of this month, or middle of the month, whatever it is. It's like every single weekend we got something going on. But PERMA will get you 30% off that, off the ticket price. I mean, that's pretty doggone huge. So anyway, got my man T over at Mountain Readiness, because we're going to be talking about a couple of things. And we're going to talk about a collaboration between his family and my family and how we are going to change history. How you doing, bro?
Man, I am doing phenomenal. I am fired up. I'm excited. This has been a long time in the making. We've been working hard and diligently, the four of us, forever. And actually, you know, as far as this is concerned, with certain people that we're going to be talking about, this is 2 years in the making. So this has been a long road, but when it comes to fruition, how sweet it will be. Plus, I've got my tea I'm slurping on here. That has got the Billy Bond pimp honey in it. It's amazing. Oh. And then, pow, this just showed up in the mail. My bone sauce right there, yeah. To keep the hordes of the deer away from the fruit trees. I'm fired up. It's been a great day.
Brother, it kicks buck, no doubt about it. And that's our little tagline for that stuff. But folks, we've been working on something, and I've kind of teased it out a little bit in previous episodes, where we've talked about how we had some top secret thing going on in the background. And a lot of you folks out there know that I'm something of a biohacker, and I do a ton of things in the course of a day. We're going to get to that here in a minute, but we're going to save that kind of down the road. First of all, right out of the gates, I want to talk about one of the big things. First of all, before we kick anything off, folks, really, this episode is brought to you by WellBots. They have an EcoFlow. This is what we're going to be giving away, the EcoFlow Wave 3 with an extra battery and a free 400-watt solar panel. And like I said, when you add it all up, this thing is, you're looking at $2,000 worth of equipment. That's what we're going to be giving away tonight. So WellBots, we'll have a link for them down below. And hopefully, Michelle, if you're listening, can you go ahead and add it into the chat? Because if you put in the promo code BillyWave10, you're going to get 10% off the already massively discounted price for this thing. And I'm going to have a video out tomorrow, so you'll see that. I'm going to have a video out tomorrow of a review, because everything that EcoFlow, however you want to pronounce it, whatever they make, I guarantee, is about as user-friendly as you're ever going to find when it comes to a solar kit out there. Take it from me, journeyman electrician for 30 years. But before we come into that, we're going to, like I said, we're going to give that away. But before we do, let's first talk about how to survive and thrive in a grid down area. And that's part of why CT, he's with Mountain Readiness. Okay. He is Mountain Readiness. Okay. And their event is going on next week and they're uniquely capable of talking about this topic. But bro, every single time, you know, whenever most folks think that living off grid is about suffering and sacrifice, and it is sometimes, but the truth is you can not only survive, but thrive, especially if you know how to build the right systems or take the right systems maybe off the shelf and put them into place. Because why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your background and how you grew up? Because you can definitely speak to this.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And as always, appreciate you bringing me on here. And I'm fired up. I'm excited, man. I'm just shaking, ready to just string this out at the world. And what an awesome giveaway, man. That is a killer piece of equipment. Like, no doubt that is fine. But, you know, off grid, everybody, you know, if you know me from Mountain Readiness, we run this twice a year, once in May and once in October. We focus on hands-on practical skills. We get into all different areas of preparedness because that's what preparedness is, right? It's layers. It's not just one thing that you rely on. It's plan A, it's plan B, it's a pace, it's a primary, an alternate, a contingent, and an emergency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, Mountain Readiness, which is coming up October the 17th through the 19th. So we're just about two weeks out. You know, growing up, I grew up without electricity or running water. We were off the grid. We were literally survivors, barely surviving. Think about packing 20 to 30 gallons of water a day. Think about doing laundry by hand. Think about firewood. You know, a lot of people, they're like, oh yeah, I'm doing a primitive fire and I'm getting my little twigs and my smalls and I'm building my fire. If you live that way, you got to keep that fire rolling 24/7. You're not going to just start that fire over and over and over again, 3, 4, 5 times a day, right? So it's constantly feeding this. So, you know, living that lifestyle is brutal. And we saw with Hurricane Helene, you know, how brutal that can be for just us average Joes. You know, all of a sudden the power don't come on for weeks at a time. Communications doesn't exist. So yeah, you're spot on when you talk about why do you want to suffer when you don't have to. I mean, there's a time for suffering that makes you tough, but there's also, you know, there's such a thing as being too rough on yourself and harming yourself. What about medications? How do you keep those cold? You know, there's all these type of things that play a part into survival and preparedness. And that's where this solar stuff, man, this is where it's at.
And, you know, we live in a world where everybody, you know, all of a sudden, let's say like, okay, you gave an example of Helene. All of a sudden, the lights didn't come on and people were losing their ever-loving minds, at least in the cities around here. Even in some of the smaller towns where I live, people were thinking, oh my goodness, man, I got all this meat in the freezer. I got this, I got that, and I got no backup. And I'll tell you, one of the worst things is that when there was no power, I guess I'm one of the few people that's still using cash these days. Most people, they were lined up. They had a generator over there at the ATM machine, and there were people lined up 50 to 60 deep because they didn't have enough cash on hand. And here they were, you know, they were just letting some people into the grocery store, you know, a few at a time. And then the same thing at the gas pump when they finally had gas. So it was, you know, everybody is so accustomed to the things that are going on. And if you look at what's happening in this world right now, things are changing at a rapid pace, folks. But it's not to mean that if you're going to live off grid or you find yourself living off grid, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily you don't have to be out there like the Ingalls family, you know, on Little House on the Prairie. You don't have to do that. And that's why I thought this program would be especially helpful considering what they're giving away at WellBots, folks. This thing, I'm calling it an air conditioner, but you know what? I took this thing for the old college try. This thing is a heater and an AC all into one, and it lasts hours. Oh, yeah, this thing has got it all, man. So it doesn't matter if it's in the middle of winter or in summer. It doesn't even matter. This thing's going to get you squared away. But that's why I was thinking, you know what? One thing I've never heard anybody really talk about is that you don't necessarily have to completely rough it. And as you said a moment ago, when you're dealing with things like power outages, I mean, I'll say that's the biggest one. So all of a sudden now your well on your farm ain't working. There's a whole lot of things that ain't working. And if you can go ahead and back yourself up with things that might be, you know what does that do for morale that, you know, T's wife is out there and both of you live in this farm and it's 100 degrees out there and you ain't got no power. How much of the edge could it take off? And by the way, his wife says, I play baby making music on this podcast. So I got to laugh on that one, y'all. So, okay. Yeah, I guess I need to play some Barry White out there. But
Barry White there.
You know, when you're out there sweating like a runaway slave, both of y'all, and then all of a sudden you're able to say, hey, honey, I got this little portable AC unit, even though we ain't got everything else, we got this. How much of a difference would that make? You'd probably survive a fatality potentially.
Yes, that's huge. That's huge. You know, and that's what people, I think they forget is creature comforts are a thing. Like if you really want to see the real you, strip away all those creature comforts. We did a class last year with Alan Kay, of course, my buddy Alan, who won the first season of Alone. He's done a whole lot of stuff other than just win the first season of Alone. This guy, if I was lost in the woods, this is the guy I'd want by my side, straight up. But, you know, we did this class, and the first thing we did when everybody rolled in for the class is we took everything that they had. We took their gear. We took their cigarettes. We took their chew. We took their cell phones. We took everything. We stripped it all away, and we put it in bags, and we said, okay, now let's go out here into the woods. And man, people had a mental breakdown and freak out. All right. They didn't know what to do. So at the end of the day, when we gave that stuff back, it was like Christmas. Everybody just lost their minds. Like, oh my gosh, you don't realize what creature comforts do, not only on the physical level, but the mental level. And the mental level is where it's the super important part of it, because mentally, if you're not in the game, you're setting yourself up for a disaster right there. And I like to say, with Hurricane Helene, our first responders, and I worked some over there. I know you worked a lot, but you know, when these guys go in to do this relief work, they don't have power either. And sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4 days to set a fob up. So I'm going to tell you right now, when you're out there working, having the capabilities to stay warm or to stay cool when you're sleeping, sleep is a huge thing. You don't get quality sleep. You go out there the next day. What happens? You're sleep deprived. Whoops. I just had an accident, hit myself in the leg with a chainsaw. Now I just became the problem, right? So you can bash it all you want to about creature comforts and you need to be a man and rough it. But there's comes a point to where well rested and that time just to unwind, it sets you up for success the next day.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. It's little things like that, folks. That's part of why some of the things I put back, even though I don't eat candy, I do not eat candy. I don't eat, you're not going to catch me eating Jolly Ranchers or any of those things, but you know what? I got a ton of those things put back. I got a ton of them put back because of everything. And I'm talking a whole variety of things like that. I don't eat it, but everybody else does. But you know what? In a pinch, and I'm bummed, things suck, that can make all the difference in the world. Just something, just a little piece of hard candy that's never going to necessarily go bad. It's something that simple that can make all the difference in a rough spot. Now, that's just one of many things I could point out. But clearly, you're going to want to have your basic needs met. You're going to want shelter. You're going to want heat, you know, cooling if you can find it. Obviously, water. Things like those things. But if there is one little thing you can add to this, you got the other thing squared away. Obviously, right out of the gates, the first thing you want to buy is not going to be a heater AC combo. You want to make sure you got food and water. You want to make sure you got all the necessary things. But outside of that, when you're down the road, when you feel like you're off and running, yeah, maybe you want to consider some of these things. And that's exactly why I have hard candy. And I even spent money to buy some of that highfalutin candy that doesn't have any sugar in it or something like it. Well, it has sugar in it, but it's not
fruit or alcohol sugar or whatever it is. Right. Yeah.
Right. So it's got real sugar in it. So I spent good money to buy some of those things, and they do taste light years better. I don't eat them, but in a pinch, in a bind, and Michelle's down there tripping, yeah, I might just have some Jolly Ranchers. Okay, have a couple of these, and it might make all the difference in the world, because morale does matter. It really does matter, and it makes all the difference in the world. When you've been without power, as you well know, for a period of time, when it comes back on, you have this sigh of relief, like, wow. Even though you may have acclimated to what the bad conditions were, just by having these little creature comforts make all the difference in the world. And it, like you said, it's also going to help in your situational awareness. If you didn't sleep the night before and it's your turn to, maybe you don't live in a rural spot like you or like I do, and you need to have some serious eyes on the subject out there. Maybe marauders may come rolling in. Well, if you could somehow just increase your morale, increase your awareness, your situational awareness, all those things are going to make the biggest difference in the world if you have a means to do so. But like I said, it's not at the top of the list. This is for people that are off and running and doing your things. And by the way, folks, if you're just coming in right now, please hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live, and you're going to want to stick around because we are giving away the shiznit when it comes to AC and heating units. And man, I'm just so happy to have one. So yeah, folks, hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live. So T, let me kind of switch it up a little bit because I want to make sure we cover everything. There were three major things I wanted to cover. Number one, obviously the people sponsoring this podcast tonight, and honestly, they make fantastic stuff. So we got that covered, and we'll swing back around to it. And by the way, folks, I hope you guys are avid listeners. Even if you're not, I'm going to ask you a permaculture question at the end of this. And if, whoever comes up with the first answer wins the grand prize, which is going to be about worth $2,000, if not more, actually. So T, we got mountain readiness coming up, as you said, in 2 weeks. And I've often said right here on this program, it's the best festival nobody's ever heard of. And this thing, I mean, why don't you give everybody a rundown of what's going to be happening out there?
Oh yeah, for sure. So October is always more focused on like our camp out, you know, sharing a campfire to me is like, that is serious quality time. When you have a bunch of like-minded people sitting around a campfire, talking, socializing, enjoying each other's company, that's just food for the soul as far as I'm concerned. And there's not enough of that. I love to lock myself away on the back 40 here, cut the world off. But as you know, as well as I do, is when you expose yourself to like-minded other people, you grow mentally, you grow spiritually, you grow physically. All these things make you just a better person than just closing yourself off from the world. So mountain readiness, that's what this is about. We are going to have October 17th through the 19th. It's hands-on practical skills. We're going to have classes everywhere from, I've got Joe Dolio from Tactical Wisdom coming all the way from Montana. He's going to come down here and do a land navigation class on site. That's included with the ticket. We're going to have processing chicken with Chantal Mullen from the Farm and Forage. Now, we're going to be doing the actual breakdown section. So we've already done a couple of the whole process the chicken from the farm to the whole chicken all sitting there in a package. But now we're going to go to how do we cut the breast, the tenders, the legs, the thighs, and I believe they're even talking about doing some chicken sausage, which I will tell you is phenomenal because we've been making that here. You didn't even get to try that though, did you, bro?
No, Michelle ate it all up. Yeah, I didn't even get to try it.
It was that good. It's gone. But no, we've got, I'm really excited. I was on, with Mariah Prussia, the UFC female fighter there, in South Dakota the other day on her live stream. She's going to be joining us. She's going to be doing some hand-to-hand combat out there, some classes, along with, the UFC champ himself, first welterweight champion of the UFC, Mr. Pat Miletic, the Croatian sensation, which I love that guy. Awesome dude, who is also part of the Soil Saviors and Cell Saviors. And if you think he's just one of them dudes that throws a good right hook, man, that guy's got a head on his shoulders, to say the least. So we're going to be talking about soil health. We're going to be talking about cell health. We've got kombucha classes. We've got primitive tracking, trapping, you name it. I can go on and on and on. So what does it boil down to is you can sit there and watch stuff on YouTube. And I'm glad you guys have tuned in. But at a certain point, jump off the couch and go hang out with other people that think the same way as you do and learn some skills. Because what do they say? When an emergency happens, you fall back on your level of training. If you ain't training, you ain't falling back on much.
Bro, I couldn't have said it better. Man, I'm so excited. I'm going to be out there, y'all. This time I'm not teaching. I'm going to be a student. I'm going to be out there hanging out with some of the friends that I've met from the previous ones. And that's another big thing is, and T kind of spelled it out pretty well. These things wind up being something of a reunion that you see similar faces maybe twice a year. There's one guy in particular. I bet he's going to be there. He's a Green Beret, active duty right now at Fort Bragg. And he, last I talked to him, he was seriously considering trying out for Delta Force. So these are the kinds of people you're going to be there. But look, folks, it's not a sausage party. And I'm saying this for the benefit of the ladies out there. Like you said, Mariah Prusch is going to be out there as well. And she's going to show you how to choke down a man. All you ladies out there, and I guess she ain't a buck 05, you know, and she's going to choke some people down. And she's going to show you how to look after yourself. They're going to be there to answer your questions. But the fellowship, honestly, is one of the big parts for me, as well as the classes. Because honestly, the tracking class that I did a couple of years ago, man, I couldn't believe how much I learned in 2 hours. And I couldn't believe how much I did not know. The guys that were teaching that were former Green Berets in Vietnam, and they learned under the Montagnards in Vietnam. I mean, the best trackers in the world. So they're able to dispense with that knowledge over to people like us in these classes. So, man, this is exactly what I'm talking about. But, man, there's just so much opportunity for downtime to really spend time to talk to other people there. And it's going to be a joy, man. It is, like I said, folks, and I'm not kidding, this is the best festival that you don't know about and you need to go check it out. I'm not saying it just because T's my friend. I'm telling you because I was saying this before. I knew T and his wife well. I was saying this from the first time I went. I'm like, how on earth does everybody not know about this thing? I mean, it's a lower price by far than anybody else there teaching anything comparable. And the quality is off the charts. And it's not a guy's only thing. I saw more single females out there, which blew my mind, bro. I couldn't believe how many of them came up to me after my class and said, well, I would have loved to have had my husband here, but he's home watching a ball game right now. Man, there's nothing that burns me up more. I can't even tell you how many times I heard that in the fall thing. Yeah. So
wow.
Ladies, tell them T and Billy just called them out. If you're going and that guy's home watching whatever, especially in today's day and age when you can sit here and watch it on your phone later on or something. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, here's my thing about that is we had, you know, we did that all women's last May was the all women's. We did the second all women's class for running a carbine. And, you know, there's a bunch of ladies showed up with a lot of them had their husband's rifles. Right. And, you know, never touched before. And the one girl I was talking to, she was like, you know, it's raining out and it's kind of muddy. And, you know, my husband, I think he'll be mad if I get his rifle dirty. I said, number one, let me have your phone. I'll call your husband and let him know his rifle's going to get dirty. Number two, that's what it's made for, because if you ain't using it, then get rid of it. There's no point. Train with your gear. Train with your gear. Man, them girls got out there. They were covered from mud, head to toe, smiling from ear to ear. You want to talk about empowerment. These ladies had a blast and learned tons. But, you know, another side of this whole thing is that we are not promoting violence. All right. Look at Charlotte. Look at this craziness going on in the world. Man, people are getting attacked. All this craziness going on. Isn't it our duty? Isn't our duty as husbands, as fathers, as mothers, as wives to protect our own, protect our children, protect one another from evil? Because the world is full of evil, man. Every time you turn around, we're just getting hit with evil. And so, you know, this is just one of those things is, and training and learning from like-minded folks, you know, you're not put on the spot when you come to Mountain Readiness or any of these type of events for that matter. But, you know, I speak about mine because I feel it's the best, not the biggest, just the best. Well, not the biggest yet. Give me another year. But you know, these type of skills, we've got, wild edibles, you know, we're doing wild edible classes. We're doing tree stuff. We're doing trapping. I mean, we go into so many areas of preparedness because once again, isn't that what preparedness is? It's layers, it's backups. So, you know, if you guys can make it, we'd love to have you. I think you'll have a blast. You're going to learn a lot and you're going to meet a whole lot of people that you probably didn't even know was your neighbors in your backyard.
Happens every single time. I go there only to find out, you know, I remember going to one other festival. It was 6 hours away, only to find Steve, one of my buddies now, who lives just an hour and a half away. And we're like, okay, man, we sat there talking forever. And folks, that's the biggest benefit right there, if you ask me. It's all these other people where you may feel isolated and alone in a lot of these enclaves where your family doesn't get it. Your neighbors certainly don't get it. And other people around you don't get it. But even for just a short while, you're able to be in the company of other people to get it. And to T's point a moment ago, I want to put an emphasis on this. I'll tell you what, folks, when I sat here and I watched that video, and I know there's some debate on how legit it is or not, but I think everybody at this point is seeing that a young lady on the train that ended up getting stabbed in the neck. Okay, had she been through Mariah's class or Pat Miletich's class out there, they probably would have realized that the worst thing that lady could have done, and I ain't worried about what somebody looks like on the outside. It is just situational awareness. If she had a little bit of training, she A, would not have been in a place like that on her phone, and B, would have situated her back to the wall. She wouldn't have been up there and just openly, you know, I see a hood rat on a train. There's no way I'll stand up and hold the rail. There is no way I'm going to sit down there. My point being, it's like Pat, like T said a minute ago, you go back on your training. If you go into one of these areas and you're like, okay, I'm on a train, your brain should automatically be doing these things. And a lot of us aren't hardwired to do that way. But this is the kind of place where you can go to get that training. Anything else you want to add to this event? And one more time, tell them, T, where they can find it.
Absolutely, man. It is in Harmony at the Van Hoy Family Campground in Harmony, North Carolina. That is right off I-77, literally 15 minutes from Statesville, on a 106-acre campground there in Harmony. Beautiful place. Camping's on site. If I think we're all sold out for RV. But tent camping is still available, or camping your vehicle. And that is October the 17th through the 19th. We'll be rocking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday evening, we've got some extra paid classes. If you want to go really deep dive, we've got a class with Alan Kay on the essentials, basically no more, carry less class. You know, why pack around a whole bunch of junk if you don't need to? It's about knowledge and how to pack. We've got, after hours, we've got a kombucha making class. We've got in a fermenting class. We've got, after hours on Friday night, we've got Matt, NC Scout, with Brush Beater, who is doing a night vision and night vision, thermal, and IR class. You will be able to throw on nods. Here's your $10,000 set of nods. You can throw them on, check them out. You can even drive with the instructor in a vehicle completely blacked out with night vision. And people's like, what do I need that for? Well, if you were on a homestead, just last night we had the thermal out here looking at a fox. So gonna have to snipe the fox. The fox is coming around the hen house, but you can't see that fox when he's hunting. He's a predator. He's out at night. And so having these type of tools to utilize, man, are huge, but you need to know how to use them too. So we're going to have that, just a ton of classes from start to finish, and you will have fun and you will learn a ton. And most importantly, you're going to be building community, because that's what it takes. It takes a village. You can't do it on your own.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Homestead Twins in the house, boy, you talk about guys to have around on a camp out, man. These guys will have you in stitches. These two brothers way up north, man, it's everybody's dying down here freezing, and these guys are in t-shirts, man. So, yeah, I hope these guys can show up to some of these events. Okay, before we get into the pièce de résistance, I want to make sure that, once again, remember, this episode brought to you by WellBots. We're going to be giving away today the Eco Flow Wave 3 plus the extra battery. Yeah. I mean, folks,
that's huge.
Yeah, it's really big. And check it out. If you buy this thing, they're not paying, you know, I'm not being paid to get I don't get any affiliate link or anything like that. So folks, to get you a discount, just put in addition to what they're already knocking it off. We have the link down here again. Michelle, if you're listening, could you put it back in there? You're going to get the 400 watt solar panel, the heating AC unit, and it does both. I had no idea when I first tried this thing out. And you're going to get the extra battery. So basic, and then you'll get another 10% off with Billy Wave 10. And that's going to knock another 10% off of their already heavily discount. And that deal is only going to last for 3 days, y'all. So starting tonight, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday. I don't know about that. But anyway, this episode is brought to you by them. And so go check them out, folks. I mean, at least go examine it. And once again, if you don't have your basics squared away, your beans and bullets and stuff like that, don't even think about buying something like this. I know people that got, T, I don't even know how many people I know that have tons of Bitcoin, but no food. They got tons of silver, but no weapons. They got tons of bullets, but no food. They got half of everything, peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger. They got half of everything. And I'm like, come on, man, get your stuff in order. So folks, just use a little common sense here. Don't buy these highfalutin items unless you already got the other thing squared away. Anyway,
he said they got peanut butter, no jelly. Man, I ain't heard it, but how can you be any more direct? That is straightforward to the point. I love it.
That's exactly what's going on here with so many of these guys. And this is why in the preparedness, when I was first involved with it back in Kansas and Missouri, one of the big things that made me make my exit with these guys is that I was like, okay, we got this guy over here. All he cares about is a bug out vehicle. Got this guy. And it was always guys. Got a guy over here. Oh my goodness, man. He's got a beautiful weapon there. He lives in Johnson County, Kansas, has all the tactical gear. And you open up his rucksack and he's got all these highfalutin traps that he's never used in his life. And had he ever spent a day outside, he would know that half of the stuff in there is worthless. Like they tell you in the army, pack light and freeze at night. You're better off, like you were talking about that guy a minute ago, you carry the essential gear, because sooner or later, what everybody finds out when they walk the Appalachian Trail around here is that 9 times out of 10, you're carrying way too much.
Way too much. So we actually had a guy, go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
I said, we actually had a guy roll in with a 90 pound ruck, 90 pounds. The dude only weighs about $150. So, and I'll give it to him. He was a trooper. Like he kept up. We, you know, before we took everybody's stuff, everybody rucked up with what they had and we went on a mile ruck, you know, and, just to test that gear because that's what it's about. But, you know, you nailed it. Peanut butter, no jelly. Why are you cool guy stuff is awesome, but you've got to test that stuff. You've got to use it. Tourniquet still in the wrapper. Ain't it about seconds? Seconds count. Well, tearing the wrapper off that thing ain't going to help you. It ain't going to save that artery from bleeding out all over the place. You know, that's the key is getting people together and actually practicing and training and doing all those things, testing that gear and doing stuff, man. Actually go out and do stuff instead of just, you know, the bug out truck always, it blows my mind. I've seen guys with the bug out trucks and they don't know how to patch a tire or change a tire. So you have a vehicle that's got solar. It's got, you know, a shower that shoots out the side of it. It's like a transformer, does all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, can you imagine, Billy, that you were trying to get from the big city and you're going to your bug out location in your awesome bug out truck and you're just cruising along, you take it off road to bypass all the traffic. All of a sudden you're on the side of the road with a flat tire and you don't know how to change it.
And ain't got a spare tire
because you needed to have your cool guy stuff all strapped up in the back. You know, that's the thing is that, man, you need to learn how to use what you're doing. That's what preparedness is. It's not about having cool stuff because cool stuff is cool and it does play its role, but it's about that skill set and that knowledge That's where it counts.
You know how many Bitcoin millionaires and how many silver guys I know after being, you know, doing this for 25 years, of all the people I've met in this space, I can't even tell you how many. I don't know of, I would say maybe of all the people I know in this space all across this country, I might know three that I don't know why guys seem to be focused singularly on one aspect of, not all guys, but most of the ones I come across. And it's usually the guys that are really, really heavy in the silver, Bitcoin. And I'm like, okay, just open up the pages of the Bible. If you can buy a birthright for a bowl of soup, do you think I could shake you down for all your silver and Bitcoin or gold? I mean, if I were that kind of guy, I wouldn't do that sort of thing. But I'm just saying, you better believe there are people out there. So folks, don't forget both sides of the equation. Do you know how to can food? Do you know how, like T was saying a minute ago, it could be something catastrophic. Maybe you, it didn't even have to be a bullet wound. Maybe you got snagged up. You're walking at night. You got snagged up on a branch. You need a tourniquet, or maybe you need stitches or some of these other things. We got to be thinking about, and I'm, look, folks, I'm not talking with forked tongue here. I mean, there's a whole lot of holes in my game, and it's something like Katrina. Well, Katrina's one of them.
Katrina was bad too.
that wasn't no fun. But any of these hurricanes that make you realize, oh, shoot, here I am. I teach this stuff. I'm immersed in it. Even though we, Michelle and I, didn't suffer one bit, I realized some major holes in my game, because now all of a sudden I'm like, okay, 100% reliant. I didn't have near enough diesel put back, didn't have near enough gasoline put back. I did, but I didn't know how long the outage would have been. Had it been another 2 weeks, I'd have been in a real, dude, I'd have eight freezers down there with a bunch of rotten meat in there. So
yes,
it really opens you up to make you realize where your holes need correction.
Well, and that, you know, it's not a mistake. And I use this loosely, guys. Okay. But it is not a mistake unless you make it twice. All right. The first time is a learning experience. And I learned that with Hurricane Helene as well. We even talked about this, I think, at one point in time, is I was like, I'm going to fire up the generator. And because I got a generator, I got plenty of gas, I got propane, I got heaters, I got all the stuff laying everywhere. And, but I'm going to fill up my bladder in my water tank from the well here, hooked it up, and guess what? That 3500 Honda will not kickstart that pump of the well on. So luckily I have a backup to that, because I have a overflow it used to be an artesian well, so I could fill up water from that. But guess what? What if I couldn't? You know, now I'm subject to having to go into town, fight the hordes to try to buy bottled water, which we don't want to drink that stuff anyway. I'm not a plastic fan. You know, and so now I have my backup. You know, I learned from my mistakes. I have my backup out here. I can run that pump all day long. Not a problem, because it was I did it once. There'll not be a second time. But even about these echo flows, you know, you're giving away one of these, the AC heater units, but they make some phenomenal. I actually know someone who has one of the, regular generators, little port. This thing is, you can pick it up, one person, throw it in the back seat of your car. And, you know, if you've got medications that got to stay cold, or just a little refrigerator, anything like that. I mean, she was powering a tiny home off this one little bitty echo flow generator. It was amazing.
Yeah, they do make some awesome stuff, man. I'm a big fan. I mean, there's a bunch of There are a few companies out there. And folks, I'd be remiss if I didn't point this out as well. Keep in mind, I can't believe I almost forgot this. Think about that big, beautiful bill, okay? Think about these tariffs. If you plan on getting anything, I don't care who they are, if they have any kind of generator or solar generator, all those things, whether you go with the deal we have tonight or otherwise, I want you to consider something. If you think you're going to wait, come December, what is it? That 30%, first of all, that 30% tax refund that was under the Biden administration goes away, number one. And number two, the tariffs are going to kick in like nobody's business. So now, not only are you not getting a tax rebate, in addition to that, you're going to be paying 30 to 40% more on top of it. That's why all the things I need, that's why it couldn't be more timely right now. all the things I need that I know there is no American manufacturer for any of this stuff. I don't care what any company tells you, folks. I guarantee there are at least 50% of the components. It may be American assembled, but it ain't American made. I can promise you that, especially when it comes to these electrical components. Things like copper wire that I need to do. I'm a journeyman electrician. Everything I think I need, I'm getting before December. But folks, I'm telling you, chief among them, if you have any need for any kind of solar stuff, you better get it before. If you think you're going to wait till, oh, I'll wait till Christmas and go get it, I wouldn't. Number one, this deal ain't going to be around by then. But number two, you got to be thinking about, I know a lot of people were put out by what was in that Build Back Better bill. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a Big Beautiful Bill. Same thing. point being is that with these things, whatever benefits you had and you think you're going to put off, you might want to rethink that. Anything you think needs to come from over there, I'd be getting it now. I'm not saying that. Look, folks, I'm not a buy it now. What T said made me think about it. So just consider those things. All right, y'all, we're going to switch gears now. And okay, y'all, this is we're going to be giving away that Echo Flow Wave 3. I don't know why I struggle saying that, and the extra battery with it. You're not going to be getting the solar rig, but you're going to get those two, and it is a massive, massive deal. We're going to be giving that away tonight. So I hope for some of you avid listeners out there, you got your permaculture knowledge on, because the first one that pops up on that screen, you're going to win this thing. Okay. So we're not even going to argue about that. Okay. Now we're going to get into something. And T, let me kind of talk about, before we get into this other event that's going to be happening a year from now, folks, let me just say where the impetus came from, at least from where I'm standing. Bottom line is, I don't even know how many people that are succumbing right now to, now there's some things we can't say because we're live on YouTube. I don't even know how many people are falling by the wayside right now, whether it be from things they put in their body or things they're not putting in their body. The powers that shouldn't be don't want you to hear a lot of the information that might be most valuable to you. So T hit me up a while back. There was a lot of other things that went on there. Hit me up a while back about partnering with him to put together what we're calling the Sovereign Health Summit. It's going to be in October next year. And folks, what we wanted to do was bring a collection of people that can answer and give you serious solutions for whatever ailments you may have, whether it's a chronic illness or whether it's something that you know, that might be a little bit more serious. So all around, unlike some of the others that have happened in the past, and I'm not being critical of them, we're bringing in a rock star for this event. Is going to be the Barbara O'Neill herself. Okay. So we got her in. And the better part of, and another part of this is, not only did we want to bring in Barbara O'Neill, we wanted to make it very affordable, because the last event I was at where I was speaking on the same stage as Barbara O'Neill, there were a number of people that reached out, well, for two reasons, and I'll cover maybe the second one here in a moment. But the first was that it was just beyond their, it was a 5-day event, and they were like, I just can't drop $600 to $900 on this. I can't do it. So we're like, okay, how do we do this? How do we make it affordable? And how do we get other people around Barbara O'Neill? And so T, why don't you take it from there?
Man, you know, are you able to pull that that lower third up where everybody can see that QR code?
I'll go ahead and do that.
Let's do that. Let's, because it looks so good. Pow! Bam! Look at that. Look there, guys. And thanks to the Russ man, the Russ of Oz, for putting this together for us so we could throw it up here. I always lean on Russ to make my little lower thirds. One of these days, I need to just go ahead and learn how to do it. But look here, y'all. You can scan that QR code or you can check it out, sovereignhealthsummit.com. But, you know, I guess this really, we have been trying to put something together like this for a couple years with Barbara. And Mountain Readiness has always focused heavily on preparedness, self-reliance, and sustainability. But we do a lot of stuff with gear. We do a lot of stuff with tools. There's all these learning. You know, it's about, you know, canning. It's about marksmanship. It's about personal protection. It's about homesteading. And what I found is that no matter what you have or what you can do, none of it matters unless you have your health, right? It's just stuff unless you have your health. That's number one priority. If it's grid down, the healthy person, that's the one that's kicking. That's the one that's surviving. And so, you know, we were like, let's put together something here, bringing together it, just like mountain readiness, all aspects of preparedness. We are literally bringing together the folks who are talking about all aspects of health from the soil up. And as Amber, my good wife Amber said, she said, from soil to soul is what we are shooting for with this event.
Man, I couldn't have said it better. And honestly, folks, unlike some of these other events where it may be Barbara O'Neill, we're going to have her there all 5 days. And what we also did was bring, okay, so let's say she's our lead singer. Well, the rest of the band is going to consist of people that you may have heard of. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4 of these people that we have here have gotten me kicked off of YouTube because they provided information. Yeah, 4 of them have gotten me suspended for 2 weeks or more because they brought up information that is so critical and vital that the powers that should not be don't want you to hear it. So this has aggravated me so much. So when T hit me up like this, I'm like, okay, if we're going to do this, man, let's bring in every rock star we can that is going to talk everything about how to undo, maybe you got buyer's remorse about some of the decisions you might have made in the past. Maybe you haven't lived the best life in the world. Maybe husband ran off with a go-go dancer and you've been down, you know, in the dumps for months or years or whatever. I don't care where you are in that continuum. There's never been anybody that put together a sovereign health summit like this. Like T said, Amber said a moment ago, everything from the ground up. Let's just kind of go down who we got here. We obviously got Barbara O'Neill. She's going to be speaking probably 2 to 3 times every single day. We're bringing in Dr. Henry Ely, probably one of the best in the world when it comes to circadian health, when it comes to, honestly, the relationship I have with my phone. He is going to tell you how to mitigate, I don't even know, I'd say 90% of the bad effects of that thing, and it's going to blow your mind. We're bringing in Dr. Lee Merritt, had her on the show as well. She's going to talk about a substance, and she's a medical doctor and a surgeon. She's going to talk about a substance that was called the miracle, and I can probably say about that much before they cut this feed. And she is a subject matter expert on that. We're going to bring in Jonathan Otto, who's forgotten more about circadian health, light biology, and all those things in your body and how its relationship should be with those things. We're bringing in Matt Roach. He got me kicked off as well. Like I said, I've already mentioned three of them that got me, or two of them.
Yep.
Two of them.
I was watching that one when you got kicked on that one.
Matt Roach, he has the Cultivate Elevate YouTube channel. Folks, if you haven't checked him out, you really ought to. Yeah, he talks about a lot of social things going on in the world. But honestly, when it comes down to things not only pertaining to the soil, but your own health, this guy thinks so far outside the box, it's going to blow your mind. Dr. Will Spencer is going to be coming in. He's going to be talking about, he's going to be talking about a number of things. Honestly, you know how we cleaned up Western North Carolina? You know how we got rid of all those forever chemicals and nobody wants to talk about it? You would think the local media would be all over this, but they've been given the shutdown order. You would think that using his technology, his extremophiles, that he not only uses on soil, but also in the human body, would be a blessing to everybody out there. Well, guess what? I had Will on along with Pat last night, and we couldn't even touch any of this stuff, folks. And it's infuriating to me when I know that we have a country with so many people that, you know, maybe they're walking around with maybe another 50 pounds and can't figure out why. Don't know why you can't get rid of it. That's what these people are going to tell you about. You got Pat Miletich, also former UFC Hall of Famer, also a soil scientist in his own right. He's going to be showing you a lot of how he trained. People were wondering for the longest time, T, how Pat was able to train so many world champions. There was a time in the UFC where nearly every belt was a Miletich fighter. Nobody could figure out why. Nobody could figure out why. And part of it is the nutrition that he was able to put in them that other people didn't know about. So he kept it very quiet and very proprietary for the longest time, using it to overcome his own health challenges. Pat's going to be telling you about how he did that. Jacqueline Bourne, a former aide to Barbara O'Neill, probably the person that's been closest to Barbara over the last several years. She's going to be in there talking about so many wonderful things. She's going to be maybe filling in the gaps of where Barbara's not talking about. Folks, one of the other people out there that we're going to have on here, Logan Duvall. Sowing Prosperity is one of my favorite podcasts out there. And Logan not only has a YouTube channel, but he also has a podcast. He's got a PhD understanding of circadian health and everything you ought to be doing. Folks, I do the protocol every single day myself. Everybody's wondering, well, man, how are you able to do this, 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 and this? Well, a lot of it has to do with the circadian biology that I've gotten T and Amber hooked onto. We all still have a long ways to go, but nobody is better at it than Logan. And he's trying to build an institute. He had a son that had the big C, and he cured him of it. And folks, it's going to blow your mind how we do that. And concerning those things, people dealing with the big C, because I can't even say that word here. No. Callie Blackwell, she's going to be rolling in. She wrote a book, and her kid was 1 in 6 billion, had a terminal. They were like, get everything in order. When you find out how she cured him of that, it's going to blow your mind. We're even bringing in people like John Richardson. Maybe he'll be speaking, maybe not. I've had him on the show as well. Had to do it on Rumble because we can't have the world know that everybody that takes this particular substance doesn't even ever get the big C. And if you want to know what that is, in the description box down below, I'm not going to make you wait till a year from now before I tell you, but basically there are certain seeds that you can purchase. I can't even tell you what the substance is, but if you go to Richardson Nutrition Center, we'll have a link for it down below. You can go over there and find out what that is. But anybody that takes this stuff never winds up with the big C. How about that? But you're not
allowed to. I can tell you, surprisingly, they're pretty tasty. I can tell you that because we just got ours in the mail 2 days ago. And we've been using them ever since. Awesome.
I eat them every single day. They're a little bit bitter. Some people complain about it. But I drink cat urine if it meant I was going to avoid having some of these illnesses that we know. And folks, AJ Richards, he's going to be in there talking about your food systems and how we get the clean stuff. And there's probably a few others in here that we haven't even talked about yet. In fact, we got some in the works that we're in negotiations with right now. And folks, the price point is about as inexpensive as we can make it. T, you want to talk about some of that?
Man, absolutely. You know, that's the thing is that we wanted to get this out a year in advance because we know, guys, we know, hey, I was just redoing a crawl space all for a week and a half crawling around and insulating. You know, you still got to make a living and money is tight. Tariffs ain't going to help, but this is a year out. And being a year out like this is plenty of time to plan to get that trip on. We're talking about 5 full days of the best speakers in their areas that are going to be teaching you all day long. We're talking about a astronomical number of vendors that we are signing up currently. You are going to have, this ain't vendor row, y'all. It's vendor city. It is going to be a vendor city up in here. And we're going to have after hours festivities as well. You know, we're going to do giveaways. We're going to have, and of course, what about just sharing campfires and hanging out? Because it's this time of the year that we're going to be doing this, that end of October, October the 27th through the 31st. So it's peak leaf season. There's another one there. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you love the Blue Ridge Parkway. You'd love to just see it. You don't have to stay the entire time. We're doing this for 5 whole days. And You are 45 minutes from the Blue Ridge Parkway. You can kill 2 birds with 1 stone or even 3 or 4 or 5 all at the same time by coming to this event. Plenty of time to plan. It's a family thing, and it's the most important thing that you could do for yourself and your family. And that is make sure that you have your health and protect your health against these harsh environments and this stuff that we live in that we can't escape, you know, that we can't escape. Just like you said, we can't escape this stuff, guys. So how do we protect ourselves and protect our family? Well, here you go. People talk about problems. We got answers.
You know, that's exactly what we wanted to do here is we all wanted to bring, everybody asks, what's the protocol I use? And one of these days I probably ought to do a video, but it's going to be very laborious to make it. From the time I get up, I mean, there's a reason why I wear these blue light blockers. There's a reason. There is not a person here that I have not been inspired by. And just like we do in our food forest, every food forest we put is inspired by at least 10 different people in there, probably more. Well, that's exactly what we wanted to bring to you with Barbara. I mean, who hasn't heard of Barbara O'Neill? Who does not love Barbara O'Neill? So surrounding, unlike some of the other events where it may have Barbara and then it's disjointed with a bunch of other people that are not coherent with that message. And folks, I do want to address, because there's been a number of people that went to that last Barbara O'Neill. T and I didn't put that on, okay? And as far as some of the satanic imagery and stuff that was in that place, we didn't have anything to do with that. I was only speaking on the stage, and honestly, I know a number of you were appalled. Well, everybody who's going to be any kind of vendor at this thing, they will be vetted. And if you think you're going to get in there the day of and all of a sudden you put up some things that are objectionable, you're going to be on the first thing smoking. Anybody that wants to be a vendor at this thing, well, go to the website. We got an application process. We have to do it that way because we're not going to have people sneaking in, a bunch of just flat out weirdos, man, that were not at all congruent with Barbara. We're not going to have it. We're not going to put up with it. And you're not going to have a space here. So we are going to have a number of vendors, but they will be these McDonald's ain't going to be there. You dig? I mean, and we are going to have
ain't no McDonald's, y'all. Ain't no McDonald's.
No McRibs. None of that stuff. No Mc anything. We're going to have some ballin' food trucks out there. We're going to have some excellent speakers, and there's going to be enough time between speakers for you to be able to do whatever. It's at it's going to be in Harmony also at the Van Hoy campground. But if you're thinking, okay, well, I have my share of camping. Well, there's plenty of hotels in very close driving distance if you want to do that. This is going to be the one you don't want to miss, folks. And I couldn't be more proud of it. I've been sitting here like holding myself back for weeks now. Yeah, I mean, we've had the website ready to rock and roll for a while, but I'm seeing all the heroes in this space, people I look up to, people whose work that I value in a massive way, people, honestly, that I can't even bring onto YouTube. So in the future with the podcast, what I'm thinking we might do is start out on YouTube and then say, okay, we're going to kick it over to Rumble so we can really have these people, because it's killing me to be able to have these people on here and only get like Doc Will and Pat last night. It was, you could ask Michelle, I was pulling my hair out half the night after we got off because I'm like, man, I'm so aggravated because I can't even talk about, these guys can't even talk about the things that we know are absolutely moving the needle in the biggest way for a lot of people out there that are suffering. So that's what we're going to address here, bro. What else do you got to add?
Man, I think that's it. We're about on to the top of the hour here. I know somebody's chomping for that ego flow, but I guess to wrap it up for me when it comes to the Sovereign Health Summit is, there is plenty of events that you'll see Barbara at. We are the only event that Barbara will be at for next year in North Carolina. We are the only stop for her in North Carolina. A lot of events you'll see her, they'll have like her for an hour. You are literally getting to see Barbara O'Neill multiple times through every single day, on top of all these other amazing speakers who are going to be going in between when she speaks. And to the Cultivate Elevate, Matt, I was turned on to him by you. Man, if you have not watched Cultivate Elevate, you need to subscribe over there right now. That guy has got it going on. Like, you're correct. Completely outside of the box. But hey, guys, plenty of time to plan. Check this out. And as far as vendors, let me add this. Look, we'll take any vendor of you guys if you align with preparedness, self-sustainability, and wellness. Just don't be rolling up in there trying to sell pentagrams and stuff. That ain't going to happen. But everything else, we welcome it. Fill that thing out and get your spot, because this is going to be the place you want to be for 2026.
Bam. Couldn't said it better myself. Okay. We got a, we got that little thing on the screen. You want to explain how that thing works? Cause I don't even know. You just put your phone over
it. That's it. Y'all hold your phone up to that QR code, give that a scan, and it takes you directly to the website right there. You don't even have to type anything in. Just scan that QR code. Boom. Good old, modern technology as it is. It hooks you up.
Don't worry, folks. Look, I know it's a year out, and look, there's going to be people that plan. There's going to be people that don't plan. And look, it's a fantastic venue. We're going to have 500 to maybe 6,500 people on the ground in this place. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be plenty of time for you to visit with people. There's camping options. There's all kinds of things around there. So go check us out at the website, folks. You're going to be so glad you did. We're going to talk more about it in the future. And as this thing develops, as we get more and more and more online, like I said, we're still a few spots that we're filling, and we're in negotiations right now with some of these folks. So hold still, folks. I mean, I could not be more excited, because this is dealing with human health, animal health, soil health, all in one conference. And if somebody said put together a conference you want to see, well, these are the people I want to see. And we may have a few more. All right, y'all, get your thinking caps on, because once again, this episode is sponsored by WellBots. WellBots. We got a link down below. And if you go over there right now, I'm going to say it one last time. If you don't win the grand prize tonight, right now they're running this special. It's only going to last for 3 days. 400-watt solar panel. They're throwing that one in addition to the unit itself, which does the heating and the cooling all in one. Now, Billy Wave will get you 10% off. 10% off of what they already have it discounted as. And it, like I said, it's only going to last for 3 days. So, everybody get ready. The first one that pops up on the screen to the answer of this question is going to win the EcoFlow Wave 3 plus the extra battery. All right. I wanted to make sure I gave a question that you're going to have to be, well, you will people have asked me, what books do you recommend? Well, right now I'm going to give you a hint. Everybody asks, and I tell them, read One Straw Revolution by Masanobu Fukuoka. So I'm going to ask you, what if Fukuoka, first one pops up in here, wins? What did Fukuoka use to protect seeds until germination? What did Masanobu Fukuoka use to protect seeds until germination? And Linda, yes, there is Clay's close. Clay seed balls. Okay.
Clay seed balls.
Yep. That's exact. Well, that's pretty close. I mean, I'm sorry, Matthew, but yeah, because you had the seeds in the clay, you know. So yeah, clay isn't good enough, my man. Sorry, bro. Anyway, happy goals, clay seed balls. Okay. Yeah. Mulch. Yeah. There's a lot of good answers out there, but no, he would read the book, folks. There's a reason why everybody says, I'm getting into permaculture. What should I do? Well, Masanobu Fukuoka was permaculture before it even had a name, and it is beautifully written book. I recommend everybody do it. And in fact, a lot of the questions I'm going to come up with in the future may very well come out of that book. So happy life goals, clay seed balls, is how he'd go about doing it. It was absolutely genius. So as they were picking up the harvest, I guess I better not get into it. I can, if I'm not careful, I will go down a rabbit hole talking about
this. I mean, you got to hit me though, bro. What is a clay seed ball? This is new to me.
Yeah. So he would take these as they were picking up one harvest. He couldn't just let this stuff kick off right off the bat. So whether it was barley or rice or whatever it was, he would embed all of these seeds into this clay. So when the clay kind of gets soft in the rice paddies over there, all of a sudden it would just come out at exactly the right time. So, So, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff out there. I was honestly thinking we were going to be 5 minutes waiting on this answer.
Man, there was a bunch of people jumped up in there quick, fast, in a hurry.
Mulch. Who else? Seed balls. Yeah. Okay. Sending ancient. Seed balls. Yeah. I think I would have given you that compost or clay. Yeah. But it was the clay balls. And a lot of people since then have come up with some really awesome ideas where they take these balls, they put clay and then seeds in them, and they put slingshots in them, and then they shoot them out there. They'll have these kids play games shooting these. I mean, boy, that must suck getting hit with a clay with a clay slingshot ball. But they would do it in a lot of places. I remember in Kansas, and yeah, inspired by the great Masanobu Fukuoka. So, folks, that okay. So let me see who won here. Happy Life Goals. Email me at billy@permapasturesfarm.com, and we will get you squared away. Once again, folks, go check out WellBots. You're going to be glad you did. They have the best deals out there, and it's such a joy to be able to work with them. And I'm glad that they sponsored this program so we could just kind of, so T and I could honestly talk about preparedness in a way that's really helpful, move the needle in a big way, but also talk about the Sovereign Health Summit that's coming up October 27th. Okay, keep in mind, folks, this is next year. It's not this October. Because some of the other people were like, hold on, man, it's like a month away. No, it's next year. It's next year.
Yeah, a month from now is Mountain Readiness. A year from now is the Sovereign Health Summit. We wanted to give y'all plenty of time to absorb and plenty of time to prepare, because that's what we're about.
Yeah, and we got it. And like T said, it's one thing to be able to, your physical preparedness and some of the other things, whether you have adequate money put back, whatever the case may be. Like he said from the very beginning, y'all, none of that really amounts to a hill of beans if you are in constant pain or in turmoil or frustration, or maybe your head's not right. Maybe you're just thinking awful thoughts all day long. You know, before this thing's all said and done, folks, I want to cover every single thing, every protocol, every healing modality that I personally use. And MD doesn't mean medical deity, y'all. There's a lot of healers out there that are doing incredible things. Some of the ones here that have all they are is just honest autodidacts that had in two cases where they had children with the big C, and they had to get solutions because mainstream medicine didn't provide them. So they went out there, they became autodidacts to find out the best way to heal from this stuff. And you got to know about it, folks, whether for yourself or family members, whatever the case may be. Some of these modalities are going to blow your mind at how the simplicity, like Bill Mollison often said, the problems of this world become more and more complex, but the solutions are embarrassingly simple. And folks, that's exactly what we're trying to bring to this festival here. T, anything else to add?
Man, you said it right there. That was a beautiful way of putting it. I can't top it. You are the pimp.
P-I-M-P. So, hey, y'all. I want to thank T for coming on last minute. Kind of pulled this thing out of the woodwork at the last minute, and it was like a wonderful opportunity. Man, you know what? If this is Friday and you're home watching us right now, you might be a prepper. You might be a homesteader. So
you might be our kind of people.
All right, y'all. That's going to do it for us. I want to thank everybody in the chat. I want to thank everybody out there for all the wonderful things you do. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive. Wisdom from sawing, permaculture dream. Let the idea unfold. I'm grooving with the truth. Feeling nature's groove. We've got the answers. All we need to do. Listen to the earth. They've got us through. Rock the seeds of the shame. Watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to the harmony begins in the cycle of life, for the magic's alive.